With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolski. And coach, two tournament wins already. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Much appreciated.
Oh, the most recent one, second home game for you guys at Newburyport. Tell me about this game over Auburn. Looks like you guys were in command pretty much the whole way.
Yeah, no, the team came out, really started putting points on the board in defense. You know, they were able to make some three and outs and some good stops against the Auburn offense, and it was just a good team win. Some things to fix, but overall they did a great job. It's good to have less penalties this week.
You know, it's weird, but I like to hear when coaches say at this point in the season and they're doing so well, we still have things to fix. I mean, and that's real, coach. I mean, you know what the goal is, and you know you got to tighten things up. So, and I guess what it is in a playoff game, is it true that the team that makes the fewest mistakes, if you're evenly matched, generally wins?
Yes, and that was the message probably directly at the end of the game and on Saturday when we broke down film, if we make the mistakes that we make, that we made this past Friday night, we will not win next Friday night.
What was the key against Auburn? How did you match up with them?
It was just, taking advantage of the athletes and our skills in the backfield and throwing the ball, getting on the edge on them. And, Sean Miles probably, I'd say, had his best game running and passing the ball. He's really bounced back from his knee injury from the beginning of the year, and he has a lot more confidence running the ball.
Give me some.
And then the offensive line still, like usual, they did a great job giving him time and making holes for the backs.
Give me some names who stood out again this week for you guys.
Finn Brennan, really. I mean, he's our left tackle. He's done very well. He got our hard hat award, which is given to not necessarily the MVP, but just a grinder who gets after it and has a tough game. And he did great there. Mm-hmm. Jack Sullivan, Colin Fuller, Sean Miles, I already talked about. Sam Craig did a good job making a good catch at receiver. And, Teddy Karen and Jack Smith, our interior defensive linemen, did a great job controlling the line of scrimmage.
I love hearing that. And in Kyle Gaudette's story, you bragged about your seniors. You're proud of them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're talented, but more important than talented, they have class. And that's what I care about more than anything.
Okay, coming up. Now, this is Foxborough. You got to tell me a little bit about Foxborough because, again, it's the top teams going into the final week, it looks like. I don't see any outliers here. Everybody's in the top eight, right?
Yeah, I think for the most part.
Yeah.
Foxborough, they're definitely a solid team. They pose a lot of problems in the pass rush. They have some defensive ends that get after it. They send the blitz. And they're just aggressive offensively. They can pound the ball and they can throw the ball. They like to set the tone, running the ball hard and establishing that ground game, and then they open it up and start to throw the ball. And they take advantage of watching them in film. They had a lot of games where their defense is good at taking the ball away, and then they capitalize on those takeaways.
When you look at them, Ben, do you see yourselves? Do you see Newburyport? Do you guys look similar?
Success-wise, yes. Record-wise, yes. Style of offense, there's some similarities, but they're more of a downhill, hard-nosed, they power run, mm-hmm. and then they're able to – where we're similar, they like to throw the ball mm-hmm. on those jail screens, those quick screens, and use their athletes. But they're more, and then defensively, defensively, I'd say more similar, offensively a little bit different.
Okay. This time of year, it's very exciting. Do the kids get kind of hyped up? Do you get kind of hyped up?
I mean, we've done everything we can to really focus week to week. I think they're hyped up every week. I know I'm hyped up every week.
Okay.
You know, but it's a matter of, you know, just harnessing that energy and just kind of approaching every week the same way. You know, playoffs, no playoffs. I mean, it would be lying to say that you wasn't a little bit more, not more excited, but, you know, you get a little bit more nervous before the game. But once everything starts and everything else like that, everything kind of, you know, falls into place and it slows down and it's just another football game. When it boils down to it.
Two more quick questions. Your eyeball on the playoffs so far, we talked just in our pregame warm-up here about how well the North Shore teams are doing, including the NEC and the CAL.
So I'm sorry, what was the question?
Just a comment on how well the schools are doing from the Northeastern Conference, the Cape Ann League, and the other schools here on the North Shore, because many schools continue on into playoffs, and to me it shows how competitive these schools and coaches and players are.
Yeah, no, it's definitely having coached in both the NEC and the Cal, it's nice to see, you know, the North Shore having some success, and it speaks volumes about, you know, what we do up here in the North Shore in high school football.
Final question: what's the message to your kids this week?
I mean, basically, we are the message all year has been, you know, it's not really focusing on the opponent; it's focusing on what we can do to get better. And that's been the message all year, and it's just, you know, we have room for improvement, and we just got to practice more efficiently and just get better in general and focus on making ourselves better as a team. And that's been the message all year, and it's worked all year, and it's really, you know, control the controllables. You know, you can't control what Foxborough necessarily is going to do, but you can control your actions in stopping whatever it is that they're doing.
Sounds like one of the top 10 commandments of high school coaches football. Hey, Ben, thank you so much. Good luck this week, and let's talk again next week.
No, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Ben Smolski, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.